Harvard researchers say that they've detected a major flaw in a system that's designed to help consumers pick the best HMOs. The researchers found that health maintenance organizations that receive poor grades often decide not to make them public. NPR's Patricia Naimond has more on the study, which is published in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association.
The group that evaluates most of the nation's HMOs is a private nonprofit organization called the National Committee for Quality Assurance. Every year, it surveys HMOs about how they care for patients.
The basic strategy is to look at the standard of care for very important illnesses like diabetes and heart disease, for example.
Peggy O'Kane is president of the National Committee.
There are a long list of measures of what should be happening with patients that have diabetes. So they should have their hemoglobin A1C checked. It should be managed to a certain level. They should get lipid testing, and the lipids should be managed, and so forth. And we rate how many times that happened for the population.
And so it goes for other care like heart disease, childhood immunizations, and disease screening like mammograms. The HMO is actually graded in these areas, and each HMO gets an overall grade. But HMOs don't have to participate in the survey or disclose the results. And researchers from Harvard University say that's the problem. Dr. Steffi Woolhandler and colleagues analyzed performance ratings over a 3-year period. They found HMOs that received poor ratings in 1 year were 3 times more likely than other HMOs to stop disclosing the ratings the following year.
The HMO can look at its scores, and the executives at the HMO will say, well, if our scores are good, we're going to report them publicly and use that as a marketing tool. And if our scores are bad, the next year we just don't bother reporting them. We keep them hidden and nobody knows about them, and there's no consequence.
But Woolhandler says there can be consequences for patients, especially when it comes to life-saving care. For example, top-performing HMOs give drugs called beta blockers to heart attack victims 83% of the time.
But if you go to one of the HMOs at the bottom third in terms of quality, your chance of getting a life-saving beta blocker is only 42%. So these are real important numbers. They have a lot of clinical significance. They can have life or death significance for patients.
But since Harvard researchers examined HMO report cards in the late 90s, there have been some changes. 3 years ago, the National Committee on Quality Assurance began requiring HMOs take the survey and make results public in order to be accredited. Most employers won't contract with an HMO if it's not accredited. That pressure, says Peggy O'Kane, has forced most HMOs to go public. 5 years ago, 40% of HMOs taking the survey would not disclose their rating. Today, O'Kane says it's only 15%. She says that's real progress. And at this point, HMOs are the only part of the healthcare system subject to national performance rating.
We don't know much about PPOs. We don't know much about other forms of insurance. And we certainly don't know much about doctors and hospitals. And, you know, patients tell us that's where they really see a real need. They want much better information at that level.
O'Kane's organization is working on ways to give report cards to these groups as well. But O'Kane says the value of these report cards will be limited unless the federal government and employers insist that all parts of the healthcare system agree to performance measures and make the results public. Patricia Naimond, NPR News, Los Angeles.